Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing just fine, getting ready for the big day and the big night. And man, I've been up and down the toy aisle, and I'm a big toy guy, as it were. And I want to tell you something. I happened to see this Hot Wheels Super Ultimate Garage. I stopped the cart. I slammed on my brakes. I looked at this thing, and I thought, why is there a gorilla in this thing?
Why not?
I guess so. This is incredible.
What they've done with it is Hot Wheels. I mean, this is the big. This is sort of like the Barbie dream house for Hot Wheels because it's huge. It's huge. When you set it up, it's almost like 4 feet wide. It'll hold over 100 cars. And the gorilla, there's a little turning thing on the side that sort of can lift the cars up, kind of like a spiral. And the gorilla swings back and forth and knocks the cars off. So it just adds a whole little bit of play to the, active play to the driving up and parking kind of thing.
Don't shortchange us. This thing will hold 140 cars.
Oh, my gosh.
If you have that's
a lot of cars.
That's right. Gets them all in one place. But let's talk about what are some of the top toy picks that you've seen this year that people are really craving?
Well, there's a lot of great stuff out there, and you're going to start finding deals as we get into the holiday season. Something that came into our office, and every grown-up had to have a turn on it, it's the Disney Frozen Ride-On Sleigh. This is a ride-on. It's for preschoolers, for kids 3 to 7, but it actually, it looks like the sleigh out of the movie Frozen. It's got the Disney lights and towns, and you can, it's got music, it's got lights in the runners, it's got all kinds of stuff. This is a Walmart exclusive. You're going to see a lot of exclusives this year. It's $198, which it was $298, so it's a really great deal. So if you're in the market for a ride-on that looks like a sleigh, this is a good idea as well.
And Chris, what about some toys that might be a little difficult to find as we wind down here?
Well, a lot of the things that obviously Star Wars is going to be huge. The movie opens today. Lego Star Wars continues to sell out. The one of the sets that we actually just built and played with is the Heavy Assault Walker. A little spoiler alert. It's the First Order uses it against the Republic. It's also known as the AT-AT. We've seen that in the past. And it's just a really great set. It's about $149.99. There's a lot of really wonderful Lego Star Wars sets, really at all price points. But this one is particularly cool.
Is it the best idea to head into a store, or should we just shop from home online?
Well, I think if you know what you're looking for, it's great to go online. And one of the things that, like, we do is we take the stuff out of the box and play with it. So if you've got a game like Ultra Dash, which is from Play Monster, this is a game that's all about activity. You have a tagger that's sort of about, about 10 inches tall, and it actually lights up, and you have to run around the room. You set the targets out, and you place the tagger in the targets in a sequence. There's three different games. So, we show you that kind of thing in action. A lot of sites show things in action, so you get a sense of what you're really going to get and if it's right for your kids. But there's nothing like walking down the aisles of a Walmart or a Toys R Us.
Chris, you spend the whole year looking at toys from, once the Christmas season ends, what's at the new toy show and stuff. Did you see this fingerling thing coming?
It's a great question. We saw it, I think I first saw it in Hong Kong last January, and it's one of those things where you go, that's really cute. That looks like fun. It's only $15. But nobody can really predict a fad of that nature. It's when something sort of catches fire and jumps from, in 8 to 11-year-old girls are playing with, the entire culture talking about it, that's when you get a fad, and nobody can really predict that kind of thing.
Because at first when I heard what these things are, someone said, oh, they're like finger puppets, and I'm thinking, what's the big deal? Then I happened to watch the video of this whole thing, and I became mesmerized. They look at you, they blink, they make noise, they noises at you.
Cute. And they're cute.
Right. Well, what about for people who like robots? Anything in the robot era this year?
There are some robots. One of the cool ones that I really love is a really high-end one. It's called Cosmo. It's about $179. It's from Anki, and it's sort of a combination of augmented reality, robotics, and all kinds of great play. It really is something that it's a really great application of technology. We've seen a lot of good technology this year. There's something we also just found called the Merge Cube, which is a foam cube that's about 3 inches on a side. It's got sort of optical signals on it so that when you put it down and you can read it either on an iPad or in the goggles, you can actually have a hologram, hold a hologram in your hand. So it's this kind of fascination with technology that's appealing to adults and kids alike.
When you're going online looking for shopping, how do you know you're getting it from a dealer that's reputable, or they have not, you know, the right thing, or it's not an empty box, that kind of thing you're always worried about?
Yeah, people do worry about that. And I think if you're buying directly from like an Amazon or Walmart.com, a Jet.com, one of those people, you know you're going to be fine. Where I would always be a little bit wary is if you're buying from a third-party seller on any of the sites, really check out their ratings. Order in plenty of time, so if in fact there is a problem, you have time to do it. So that's like now. You have to fix it. You have time to fix it. So, but I definitely think looking at people's ratings is important. One of the things we also say is, it's like, I know the fingerlings are $14.99. Don't go out and spend $100 on it. It's not worth $100. Santa, I know from direct communication, will leave an IOU.
Right. You don't give an arm and a leg to put something on your finger, right? Is that
how you think about it? Funny.
You can use that one all morning long if you'd like.
I think I may.
Chris, is Santa already looking at next season, and when will you have a chance to see what might be in his bag?
Well, I've already seen a lot of what's coming for 2018 and some concepts for 2019. And then everybody sort of decamps to Hong Kong right after the first of the year, where you really start to see things and retailers start making commitments to what they're going to carry this time next year.
We're talking this morning with Chris Byrne from, he's our toy guy. He's from Time to Play Magazine, TTPM.com. You can find out a lot of great things that are there. I'm looking on there and I realize that Teddy Ruxpin has made a comeback. Is this sort of what cycle where the people that had the kid now are in charge of toys and they think, we need to bring this back?
Well, it's interesting because Teddy Ruxpin was basically a cassette recorder with a stuffed animal wrapped around it, and it's basically the same thing. It hasn't changed. It's still a bear that tells stories. It's from Wicked Cool Toys. It's really doing very well because that whole sense of my toy is coming to life and talking to me, that never goes away. That's part of the whole sort of social interactive part of play.
He's not as cute, though, as he was from the 1980s. He's had an upgrade or some kind of, I don't know whether...
Facelift.
Cosmetic thing? I'm not quite sure. He's slightly... To me, he looks slightly different, but...
He does look different. He's small. He's smaller. I think if you look at our review online, we have an original one sitting next to him.
Yes.
But, I mean, I think there's a lot of classic play. This is a big year for games, by the way. And it's a big year for games. You've seen things like... Pie Face and all of those suspense games. And there's one that we've been playing a lot called Hearing Things, where you put on a headset and you hear sort of talking in the background. That's what you hear in your headset. And then you have to read the lips of the other players as they say things like, clowns work overtime at parties. And what's funny is when people are trying to read your lips, it's just silly, goofy fun.
Right. There's always a point where you're thinking, that they couldn't really be saying that. That sounds obscene. I can't really say that out loud.
Yeah, right, exactly. But, you know, if you're among adults, you know, and that's the really cool thing. It's like, you know, adults think that, but kids don't think that way. So they're always guessing other things. So the kids are a little more wholesome than we give them credit for.
Well, there's a lot of great things that are out there in the toy world for everybody to have fun. And that's the thing about the Christmas time. You get to either reacquaint kids with toys that you grew up with that might work well for them, that are old standboys, or you sort of embrace the new technology and they can help you unpack it. Do these things still need batteries? Is that still another thing to buy when we're buying toys this year?
Definitely, definitely buy batteries, because many of the toys that say the batteries are included, therefore that what they call the Try Me, so you can actually push a button on it in the store and try it out. Any toy like that may have the batteries in it, but those batteries aren't going to last through, you know, the holiday. So, you know, the last thing you want is on December 25th at 4 o'clock the batteries to die on a new favorite toy. So, yeah, put a few in your utility drawer.
We've talked a lot about today, also about good deals. Where can people find out some more of things we've discussed?
Come see us at ttpm.com, and you can see where things are in stock still and find the lowest prices.
And, of course, just keep an eye out and see who's giving the best deals and trying to get you there as quickly as possible. You can always put an IOU in the stocking and then get it for the new year if you really want to do that. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
Chris, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Chris Byrne, our toy guy there with the TTPM.com. Craig, I was looking at that. Not only do they have, so for example, on this TTPM, they have the site for the toy. So, for example, the Barbie Dream Horse by Mattel. there's a little video of it here. And there's a person who comes on and says,
if you want the ultimate in Barbie real estate, you get the dream house. If you want the ultimate in Barbie pet ownership, you get the Barbie dream horse. Hi, I'm Laurie from TTPM here with Mattel's new Barbie Dream Horse. This electronic horse is touch and voice activated with walking and more than 30 sounds and reactions. It does come with 4 AA batteries, but those are for the Try Me feature, so you might want to replace them.
The horse walking.
To make the horse walk, touch either the rear right, rear left, or rear center of the horse. The horse will then walk either right, left, or straight. But the horse will also walk in the direction of your voice.
Hey, dream horse!
That is awesome, Craig. This horse is following this woman along the road. Now, the horse's mane, by the way, is longer than Barbie's blonde. It's a blonde mane on this horse. But there you go, from a dream house to a dream horse. And I'd be one of those guys who works for Chris there. Just gets to play with toys all day.
And you brought up Teddy Ruxpin.
Yes.
I can't believe it. Teddy's back.
Yeah, but did you see?
I did.
The downsizing, as she said.
The downsizing of Teddy.
Trying to be gentle about it. Yeah, he's not as big as the original. He looks kind of like slightly different, but you know, that's what happens.
All right.
He's a lot smaller than I remember. Well, that's because you were little back then.
Sure.
Right, sure.